Be turned up just a little
bit.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. And if you want, you can turn up your levels here.
Oh,
is this is that the wrong Dojo way? Casa House?
Hello?
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 Hi!
Hello?
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 Oh, we got both of them on.
Yeah, we got both of them.
Yeah, we've got two callers.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay, both of them at the same time. Dang.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Fancy.
Okay.
All right, let's start with caller one, the one who asked us if the band recognized your voices. Let's hear you say a sentence, you know, like the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. Let's hear you say it. Go.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
And band, do we have any guesses?
It's my girlfriend, Serena.
Aww.
It is.
We talked to you enough.
Is Abby on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Hi, Abby. That's my girlfriend.
We're listening in, you guys. Sound fantastic. We're excited
Thank
to see
you, honey.
Thank you, sweetie.
She loves me.
Is Brian in here, too?
Wait a minute. How'd you know?
We also love Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Oh my God, you're on the radio.
Oh my goodness.
We've
and
made
so
it big time.
All right.
Mom, get the camera.
Do you guys have any sentiments that you would like to pass along to the band having heard their new songs?
Give me more.
We're trying really hard.
Exactly. I've been waiting. No new songs since I started dating that man. So I've been patiently waiting.
That is untrue.
It is
true. That is 100% untrue.
When he writes a new song, though, it's a generational, earth-shattering banger.
I'll say,
true,
though,
but he will never let me play his music in the car. He always skips it. He doesn't want to listen to it.
I would also say, though, that, like, I think, Serena, do you mean that, like, we haven't put anything out?
Yeah, that's...
Because that's true.
That's what she means, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, definitely. Yeah. I want to listen to it on Spotify whenever I want to, without having to, like, sneak into your files on your computer.
That's 100% valid.
Awesome.
Serena, do you have any questions?
Awesome.
Yeah.
You guys just work so beautifully as a team. What would you say are the dynamics of your band?
Grand Emperor.
Bully's me.
Robbie's the goat.
Bully Jacob.
Goat alert. I'd say I'm definitely the blob. Don's definitely the Don.
Loving all the references.
Pat's Pat. Yeah, we have to make a reference every 5 minutes or we'll die.
I think. Triple up and mm-hmm. over. Really,
it's like every 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Reset the timer.
Reset it.
There it is. 90 seconds. Oh, wait, no, that's not 3 minutes. What is it? 180.
This guy's a math major.
All right. And I am going to ask the two callers, have either of you been to a recent photo shoot show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
What?
If you could describe a recent photo shoot show or a couple of recent photo shoot shows, how would you describe them?
Just fun and energetic and loud and very enjoyable.
Beautiful.
Sweaty.
Wow. And also very sweaty, yeah. Really sweaty.
Usually shirtless.
You'll understand when you listen to Furnace. It'll be all good.
Yes. Love. Yes.
Brian, how hot was that show on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh my God. It was like towards the end of summer. I think it was like at least 100 inside the room. And then like outside it was like 90.
August? Is this the August show?
Yeah, at the church.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is the only show and probably will be the only ever time I'll take my shirt off during a set, because that's just not my vibe, but like it was necessary to prevent heat stroke that night.
I sweat through denim jeans.
That was great. Yeah.
Disgusting. No. I've never done that in my life.
Very wet night.
I had sweat pouring onto my snare drum, and then when I'd hit my snare drum, it bounced back.
It's a blue man groove.
Yeah. With bodily fluids.
That's great.
Just like the Blue Man Group.
Yeah, that's the next cover band. The next cover is not Limp Bizkit. We're all gonna be Blue Man Group. And
I call being
be
the
awesome.
Blue one.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was my first photo shoot show too, and you guys absolutely killed it. You were the it was a very hot night, and you guys were very cool. And we,
boom.
Yeah, we just noticed the chat. Hey, Sage. when are you going to release music so that I can play it on the air? Huh? Huh?
Got him.
Just kidding. Ooh. I know you guys just played your first show, and then I missed the second one too. I've been busy, but yeah. Yeah.
Yo, why do they sound like
the windows were sealed. I'm excited to hear Knock It Off eventually.
You already did, dude. You already did.
Yeah, barely.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Joke alert.
Ha ha ha. Cheer is another great local group made by Sage, who is in the squad. You guys played a show together recently a couple weeks ago, right? Maybe.
Wait till the lore drops right now.
Yeah, me and
now.
Donovan are also in Cheer. So it was supposed to be a crossover episode, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah. I had to go to the Lego store and go to pick a brick and
they just rained.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was an outdoor.
Yeah, it rained out and yeah. It was too bad. But it would have been a really fun show. I've wanted to play a skate park forever. So.
I'm more willing for when it's warm because that would have been freezing.
Yeah, our fingers wouldn't have been able to keep up.
Yeah, my vocal cords just wouldn't be able to handle it, guys. I don't know.
Go pound
lots
of sand.
Tea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Dad. I'm malingering Feldman is my dad.
Awesome. Shout out to Raj.
Yeah. Oh, well, so actually, funny enough, my dad is in a cover band, and I play drums in that. And that was when I sweat through the denim because they opened for that bill in the church.
That's why I know the name, the Malingerers. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
okay.
That was also awesome.
On bass.
Oh yeah, Leo was filling in on bass. Yeah, because our bassist couldn't make it. It was a lot of fun.
That's one of the beautiful things about the Boston music scene. It is like so. I want to say like professionally. Or the word I want to use is incestuous, but I don't know how to put it.
Oh no, that's the word I use.
Yeah.
We've said that.
Yeah. But it's nice, you know, collaboration. It's nice to see all the commingling of forces and whatnot.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, we love to commingle.
Yeah.
All up in it.
All right. Well, callers, do you have anything else that you would like to add?
I have a question. Pat, why'd you shave the mustache?
That's an excellent question.
Ever since I could have a substantial amount of hair on my face, wherever it could be and actually look remotely good, I was like, yep, this is what I'm going to do. This is going to be me. And then the other day I realized...
And it is you forever.
Yeah, basically, because now I can't get away from the mustache. But
yeah, go back. You have.
I was sitting in bed and I was like, "Wait, I can just shave it off and it'll come back." And
yeah,
I don't know. It was a journey.
You could do like a unibrow, like Anthony Davis thing. Instead,
I could grow a unibrow.
That would be cool. It takes a lot more effort though.
I have to take a razor right down the middle of my eyebrows about basically every day.
Did your girlfriend cry when you shaved your mustache?
No, she was like, oh my god, you're so cute.
Well, let me tell you about somebody's girlfriend who did cry when somebody shaved their mustache.
That was freaky. You?
Yeah, me.
Dude, we have pictures.
With the long hair, though.
With the long hair. Crazy
I mustache. Cried.
That was unsettling.
I'm recently shaved. It's just like a week-long shadow that's been here.
Yeah.
So you can hear it.
Pat, how long had you had the mustache?
I think you could actually call it a mustache when I was 19, and then I never let it go, and then, now I'm 23.
New era.
Yeah. I think it'll grow back accidentally when I get lazy, and then I'll just be like, I'm growing my mustache back.
But
I kind of like this.
But in actuality, you just forgot to shave a few.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But I kind of like having the mustache.
Around a month ago, I recently hit 10 years without being clean shaven.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to celebrate it by taking
it? I almost did. I almost did. But
I don't know if you can. I feel like something's going to happen once.
You've seen with just a mustache.
Okay.
But like, I mean, the beard's really long right now. No. I've had a mustache and then some at some point since 2014, yeah.
Not to glaze, but you grow facial hair very well.
It's a really nice hair.
Like, it's very, and it's like, it's just a good line. I don't know how much trimming you do, but it looks very nice.
Yeah,
I did do it this morning. I was like, oh, I'm going to be on the radio. Not that anyone's going to see me, but...
Look good, feel good.
Listeners, right. He has an amazing beard. It's so great.
You can, thick, luscious.
You can see it in the post-show selfie that I'm going to post on my Instagram, Mellow Max Radio. Woo. Everyone nice. Hit that follow button. Also, follow Photoshoot Band. These guys are really cool. And they have this EP coming out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep an eye out for that.
You know, actually, we're a band, believe it or not.
And idea. Yeah. More of an idea, yes.
Yeah, more of an avant-garde esoteric collective.
Yeah, just a little creative.
A concept.
Yeah, a concept.
We have concepts of an EP.
Our noise album's in like 2 months.
Yeah.
Where did the name Photoshoot come from? And wait, I want to hear the sound. Yeah.
Wait, do that.
Me and Don have like two different like memories on how... Oh, you're doing it?
Okay. Just for context for listeners, this is a film camera that I just brought with me. There you go. That's nice.
He's photo shooting right now.
Someone sample that.
Sample that.
So me and Don have two different origin stories for Photoshoot, like the name for some reason. In my mind, we were talking over on the ancient app called Snapchat, and we were just talking about like just coming up with band names. And I was like, I think Don was starting to take pictures. Like he just started like the hobby, and I was like, well, Don likes to shoot photos, Photoshoot. Okay, that's it.
Done.
And then Don, for some reason, I'm misremembering or he's misremembering. He has something else that he got it from, I guess.
In the 80s, I was in Vegas, and I can't tell you what my take and perspective was. I'll say that we were on Snapchat for a brief period of time because one of our former members was like, that was one of the ways we communicated with her directly. But... I mean, that checks out. Like, it was around the time that I started doing photography, so...
We were going to change it at some point, but I feel like now it's just like...
Then I ran into somebody outside of a, like, club, and he was like, oh, are you in any projects? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in this band called Photoshoot. And he was like, that's cool, man. That's cool. And the accent was like... It threw me, and I was like, you know what? The dude from Britain thinks it's cool, so...
Yeah. Those guys are losers. I don't care what they think.
Oh, you don't like Blur, Robbie?
I love Blur. But
what about Basement? Shout out Basement.
Shout out Oasis.
Disappointing. They're nerfed by their Britishness.
Did you know the Beatles are British?
Whoa, what? Who?
The
Who?
Rolling Stones. They wrote that song Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, yeah. That's the one with like the rainbow on the cover and the triangle. Yeah.
They're all like touching like little animals awesome. Too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys are so crazy.
I
like to
gaff. I think it's safe to say though that like there's a lot of amazing music that has come out of, you know, across the pond.
For sure.
So anyway,
what a generic statement that was.
I think that in places other than America, good music was made.
Australia
across
too.
the lake, perhaps.
This is an average Florida take.
Yeah.
Lake reference.
Everything good came.
Oh my god,
here.
Lake.
Lakes.
View?
We already played. View? Lake View? Red yeah, we did already play it. Do you guys want to play an older song?
Maybe. Shout out to Tangerine Queen.
Don't play rom-com.
No. Wow, that would be fun.
Play video
dudes. No, rom-com.
We could play rom-com.
There are still people on the line. Wait.
Let's go.
We should play frogs. No, Serena just said rom-com, so we got to do it.
Rom-com.
It was requested, and the listener requested it. So.
Well, if you guys are going to keep playing it and keep on, then we should re-record it with my angelic vocals.
Ooh.
I second that.
Boom. Done. Thanks. Decision made. Grand Emperor. Hit the gavel. It's happening.
Do we still have the stems? Couldn't we just take the stems and then slap Robbie's vocals on?
Literally, it'd be all so simple.
Wait, they're somewhere.
I don't want to do that.
Somewhere like... Huh?
Dude, I've got a Scarlett like, one input at my house. We can just bang it out.
No, it's not worth it. Rip rom-com.
There are already two versions of it. Do you want to play rom-com or
play
rom-com?
The demo. Play the demo.
All right.
The cake drum sound on that? Crazy.
Here we go. Callers, I'm going to lose you when we go off the air. Thank you very much for calling in. Do you have any final words you would like to share?
I love you guys.
I love you too.
I love you, Serena.
I love you, Tech, when you're heading home.
Okay, well, I promise. My phone's like
6%. We're going to Encore after this.
Oh, word? Worm? Oh,
and Sage, the number is 855-915-9636. I will throw that up. And if you want to call in during this song, you can chat afterwards. Here is Rom-Com. All right, you asked for it. That was rom-com The Demo by Photoshoot. And that one came out in 2021, which is a long time ago.
That's not even when it was written. It was, I wrote it when I was, I think, 17, maybe 16, and never wrote anything like it ever again. I don't think I was listening to a lot of like Frankie Valli at the time in the Four Seasons. Joyce Manor. No, not Joyce Manor for this one. Joyce Manor was for Hard.
Oh, for Hard.
Yeah, but yeah, just yeah, it's almost 10 years old.
Yeah.
It's like 8 years old.
It's crazy.
I don't think about that.
Crazy.
And the sound of your band has changed a lot over the years. Do you guys want to kind of talk about what those, how you guys see those changes, what you see them as, and what sort of sparked those growths?
Well, Don, you start.
I was just going to say, well, so for one, on that recording, I'm actually playing drums, and Pat, at the time, hadn't even joined the group yet, and it was a really awkward time for the band, because our drummer, who was a part of the group, Anna, she had already gone back to Brazil because her visa expired. She was a student at Bentley University, and then, yeah, couldn't like land a gig. It was tough to just stick around, and then the pandemic kind of just like was the last straw. But yeah, so the drums weren't even Pat. We recorded those in the bedroom of your like childhood, not really.
My dad's house?
Yeah, yeah, your family's, yeah.
Yeah, my yeah. dad's house. I don't know why that.
Yeah, no, well, because something's room. Yeah. I would say childhood home, but like it, I don't know.
I moved there when I was 16.
Right, exactly.
15. So
context.
Adolescent
thank you.
Home.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. But we recorded that, and at the time we were really focused on trying to like get a more, like, shimmier, chorusy, you know, cleaner sound, you know, just a little bit more, you know, bedroom pop style, you know, indie, the genre, and like
bedroom pop.
Big inspirations at the time were like Mac DeMarco, Boy Pablo, and when Leo, when you wrote that song, you were kind of in the throes of that particular
yeah.
genre and interest, because like we were all listening to that late in high school.
Very 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we do have a caller on the line. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hey, what's up?
And they're like, what?
And they're like, what, Austin?
Awesome.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
What's up,
Sage?
Hi,
Sage.
John Cheer.
How's it going, Hans?
Mr. Yeah. Cheer on the line.
Yeah.
Mr. Cheer.
I just wanted to call in and say hello, say hi to my buddies. I'm really proud of you guys for all the hard work you put into this potential EP, the concept of the EP that you have.
Big things coming soon.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know. Just thank you for existing. So like, just thank you guys for existing so I can poach Jacob and Don to get him in my band.
Are you awesome. Inside Trader yeah. Joe's right now?
I'm outside. I'm taking a quote-unquote 10.
You're at 15 plus a cigarette?
I am trying to light the cigarette. It's not working out because it's so fucking windy. But
oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mute him.
Well, kick him off. Yeah, you're off.
With,
you're
on
off
that note, we'll talk to you soon, Sage.
All right,
thanks for calling.
Love you, babe.
Enjoy the
bye.
Rest of the show.
Thank you for having me on that. Sorry, I'm lying.
Hey, do work on it before you're on the air for,
yeah,
for Cheer.
Go wash your mouth. Yeah. Out with some soap.
Yeah. All right. Talk
we'll
to you
Billy
soon.
Later.
Yo, is it cool if we smoke in here?
Ha. Joking, of course. Jeez. On that note, Pat has a PSA for us.
I do. This one's really personal to me, actually. Ladder safety. This is a big deal. I work in construction. I've seen many a falls. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. No, it's not a knife and an avocado. It's a ladder. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Fantastic.
Oh, such a good idea.
Oh, my God.
Woo. Beautiful.
It was like a marathon.
Yeah. A lot of words on there.
Ladders.
The most he's read in like the past 2 days.
Shut up.
It 100% is. Like 100%.
Yeah.
That's because I read like pictures all day with measurements on them. I don't read actual English. It has to look like this.
Yep. Well, hey, but that is important too, you know?
Oh, fun fact. Like the building, like behind this building I worked on.
Oh, boy. And then, oh yeah, the big one, the Cummings Center.
Yeah, the one on the hill.
That's cool.
I love that building.
And then the one of the dorms I did as well.
Cool, 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 cool.
Maybe I'll be in here next.
Oh, you know, if we need a renovation, that would be great.
Yeah, like a bank right here.
A bank.
Drive-through bank,
please.
Can we get like a porch, a patio?
Oh,
that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be so sick.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, massive.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, with that, we are nearly out of time. So I just wanted to, let's see. You guys are photoshoot the band on Instagram. Just photoshoot band. Yep. And then your website is photoshootband.com. Yep. Furnace coming out soon. You guys are going away. You're going to have a nice winter. And then you'll be back and doing stuff. Yes. Here in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We'll be so back.
Great city.
So right now back. It's so over. But
Great city.
Life in cycles, dude.
It
Until
is.
Until the end.
Until the end. End.
Until the end.
Fantastic. And before we sign off and play some more music and then hand things over to the regulars.
Swag.
I think swag should just be the last word of the interview. Yeah, that's all. Oh wait, no, I was gonna ask you guys. You guys were on another radio show last night. It's gonna be airing tomorrow. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
WBTU,
my goats,
the basement.
My goats over at BU WTBU, the basement. They did an awesome live session for us. So we will have an interview similar to this one, but it will also have us playing some of our shows. And tomorrow it'll be airing at 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. So go find their Instagram at WTBU The Basement, and I don't know any of the links off the top of my head, unfortunately. But
we also played a new song on there as well.
Oh yeah, we played a new song
as of Saturday, Friday.
Yeah, like a practiced one time before song. But
without Jacob. Jacob was not there.
Oh yeah, Jacob wasn't there. It's low key goated.
A tattoo.
Yeah,
just doing some cool stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
You're the cool, quiet one.
Yeah.
With the tattoo.
My dark ambient swag.
Nice.
Dark ambient swag.
look at his dyed hair. Tattoos.
Piercings. Dude.
Awesome.
This is Mellow Max. I've been here with Photoshoot the Radio Stars.
Yes, exactly.
Radio executives.
Radio circuits.
Yes. Radio Follow geniuses. Me on MySpace. Radio heads.
Shout out to Max.
Find me on LinkedIn.
Put a girl on.
Thanks.
Put a girl on.
And with that, we're going to play... We're going to put up a girl and we're going to listen to a song by Lady Bones. Here we go.
Oh,
That was just Gym Rat with Neck, and before that, Lady Bones with Weight. And now, here are the regulars in Studio D.
Was Empty Dose. Next up is Crutch. Introduce the band here. Might be a little unorthodox the way I tune. We have Adam on the lead guitar, Ryan on the drums. I don't know his last name. John on the bass.
Hello.
I don't know his last name. Jules is our second singer. And I'm just going to finish tuning. We're going to play O'Brien's December 28th.
And we got Jeff on lead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. All right.
Don't know much.
hell we broke a string. Next song up is Accentuate the Positive. We are from Boxborough, Mass. It's probably the only shout out to Boxborough ever. There's no downtown. It's all wetlands. Nobody goes there.
Swamp.
Yeah, it's very swampy.
Mm-hmm.
Song is Outlaw. This goes out to Sylvia because she always makes sure I play the intro correctly. There we go.
Thank you.
evening phase. A little tip to any people who want to be a musician, never get a capo. It messes up everything. Sorry, Toonie Toonie, this is great for radio. After this, it's smooth sailing, I promise.
This one's called Dead Air.
Alright, we're good. Be more banter, but you want a banter?
Putting me on the spot.
Oh, you want to say when you joined the band?
Oh yeah, like 6 weeks ago. The magic of Craigslist brought us all together.
And this band didn't exist a year ago. Mm-hmm. I put a Craigslist ad out, and Adam joined February.
Everyone asks me, oh, Craigslist still exists?
Yeah.
When I tell them that, I'm like, yep.
I didn't know where else to do it.
I mean, it worked.
And, yeah, we hope
Thanks,
to...
Thanks, Craig.
He's actually a guy in San Francisco. Oh. My brother saw him once having coffee. Yeah.
How did he... Wow. Craig of the list.
All right, this is going to be called... Gotta wait. Thank you. Me, Joel, that was my pedal. Thank you, Joel, for mixing this up, making it sound great. This is gonna be our last song, called Impossible.
All right. Thank you very much to the regulars. They'll be in here in a few minutes to chat with me. But first, we're going to hear some new local music. Here is a track from Favorite Ex-Girlfriend.